Hey everybody, it's Chris Marshall of the Payne Street Team, brought to you by Payne Auto Group Valleywide and PayneAutoGroup.com, where we have what you want, lo que tú quieres regardless. And it's time for another episode of Payne Auto Talk. In this episode of Payne Auto Talk, we sit down with the lovely Rebecca Gravehart, a member of the Make-A-Wish Foundation right here in the Rio Grande Valley chapter. That's right, we do have Make-A-Wish right here in the RGV. And Ms. Gerhart talks to us about upcoming events with Make-A-Wish, how you can help out and be a volunteer, and what they do, not just in general, but other things that they're involved with. So without further ado, on with our sit down and talk with Rebecca Gerhart of the Make-A-Wish Foundation right here in the Rio Grande Valley. And today with us on Payne Auto Talk is the lovely Ms. Rebecca Gerhart. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. And here we are in y'all's office, which was a little jaunt for me and McAllen. I had to ride an elevator, and that's all right. You know, getting high in the sky here. So here we are at Make-A-Wish Foundation. And y'all have been involved for a long time, not just in our area in the state, but also nationally and I believe around the world.
Yeah. So we began, Make-A-Wish began in 1980 in Phoenix, Arizona. So we're celebrating our 45th anniversary this year. We started with a little boy named Chris Gracious, who was diagnosed with leukemia. And he told his mom and her best friends that he wanted to be a policeman. When he was 4 years old, he said, "I want to be a policeman." And he was diagnosed with leukemia, going through all the treatment, always wanted to be a policeman. And as he was getting older, the doctors told Linda, his mom, that he was not going to have the opportunity to become a policeman when he grew older because his illness was too grave. And so on April 29th, 1980, her friends with the DPS department and the police station and everybody got together and they swore Chris in. They made him a policeman for the day. He went on police stops. He went up in the helicopter. He got to go on the motorcycle. The entire city riled around him and Linda and the policeman and Chris. And he was a policeman for the day. And 5 days later, Chris passed away from leukemia. And they had a full police funeral for him. It was wonderful. It was beautiful. But it was that wish and that joy and that happiness they brought to Chris that sparked the foundation of Make-A-Wish. So the very, very first Make-A-Wish wish was to a little boy named Bopsy. And he got to go to Disneyland, Walt Disney Land in California, and become a fireman for a day. So since then, there are now 57 chapters in the United States. We're super lucky to have one here in the Rio Grande Valley for our kids. And we are worldwide. And worldwide, in our last 45 years, we have granted 550,000 wishes. So that's not just 550,000 wishes, it's 550,000 children that have gotten a wish because they have critical illnesses.
Well, and I bet that really brings the families together as well.
It absolutely does, because you know, we bring this time of joy and happiness when there's just darkness and trauma and scariness. And you know, when I get sick, when I get a cold, I think, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get better. And you just kind of feel down in the dumps. And you think about when your child is sick, you get so worried and so tied up. And especially if your child has a critical illness, you just don't know what the next day is going to bring. So we're able to bring this little bit of joy and just give the child their childhood back and give families some memories that they will always hold on to. Back when we were founded 45 years ago, our mission was to grant a child's wish who was terminally ill. Now, thank goodness, because of the medical changes and advances, we're able to know that if a child is diagnosed with leukemia, they have their treatment is more positive. So we grant wishes to kids with critical illnesses. And a lot of our kids come back and tell us, you know, years later when they're older in college and have families of our own, they will tell us that the wish was the turning point in their treatment where they actually got up and looked forward to their next day. And it gave their parents some relief and some of that reprieve that we really all need sometimes.
I'll say this as a child who had ill parents, I can't imagine a parent having a child with a terminal illness or even something incredibly serious. Mm-hmm. I mean, that must be its own sort of, I'll use the word hell to mm-hmm. go through. And I think what you do, y'all are putting a silver lining, but with a golden purpose, if I may.
Thank you.
Wax poetically.
Thank you. Yeah, it really is. It's, you know, we hear from parents all the time that have said, you know, if they're going on a trip out of town and they're on an airplane, it's like they get to leave that illness behind. They just get to fly away from it. And it's just for a little bit, just that tiny little bit of time that they get to have together. And we had a little girl who was being treated in Corpus at the Ronald McDonald House, and she was there for over a year, and her wish was for a cat. And we kept thinking, okay, well, she can't have a cat in the Ronald McDonald House because you just can't have pets there. That's just not what we do. And so we were like, well, maybe we can help her reimagine her wish, maybe a shopping spree, maybe something else. But her grandmother kept saying, no, this is what is getting her up in the morning, knowing that at the end of her treatment, she's going to get a cat. And so we never changed her wish. She never wavered. She wanted a Maine Coon cat. That's what her wish was going to be. They're very big cats. And so when she was released into hospice to come back down to the valley, we were able to grant her wish, which was great because that's all she wanted was her cat, and we got it for her.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we were lucky to have volunteers to help us find the exact cat that she wanted, and it was great.
Yeah, I was about to say with the volunteers, I mean, with y'all doing the foundational work, it's also those who volunteer their time.
Absolutely.
And part of themselves, I'll say, to do that.
Yeah, we're a very, very small team. We have a team of five. We were a team of two for a very long time, then a team of three. Now we're a team of five and an intern, and we're so, so fortunate. But this year we'll grant 90 wishes for five people. So that's a lot of wishes just for our small team. So we rely on we have an amazing volunteer board of directors. We have volunteers who help us fundraise, because wishes are increasing in cost, of course. We have volunteers who help us call the kids, do interviews, plan shopping sprees. So there's four kind of wishes that a child can wish for. Wish to go to Disney World is our big one. Wish to have shopping sprees, the rainbow play sets that you see, those are big ones. Wish to meet. We have a little boy who just met Mr. Beast, which is kind of fun, and somebody else who's going to go meet Messi pretty soon. And then a wish to be, like a wish to be a fireman, a wish to be a policeman. So all of those wishes take lots of time and effort, and our volunteers are instrumental in helping us do this.
Awesome. And you've been doing this here at this foundation for how many years?
I've been here for 3.5 years.
Awesome. And your predecessor, like, when did the chapter start?
We started in 1997. And since then, we've granted 1,698 wishes. So we're almost at 1,700 wishes.
And that's here in the Rio Grande Valley.
Here in the Rio Grande Valley for Hidalgo, Cameron, Willacy, Brooks, Kennedy, and Starr County kids.
Nice.
So my predecessor, Ava Sandlin, she was one of the founders of the Rio Grande Valley chapter. She was a volunteer before that, and she was here for 24 years. It's a long time. I'll still meet people in the community that had their wishes granted from Ava, and it's amazing. And then our director of wishes, Erica, has been with the chapter for 19 years. So once you're part of Make-A-Wish, you always want to be a part of Make-A-Wish and just bring joy to these families.
So we got some veterans here.
Veterans,
that,
yes.
That know the job and,
yes,
and know the purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
Most excellent. And y'all, how do you all fundraise for this? Because, I mean, trips to Disney, did that back in 2012 with the family. Not just a couple of nickels and dimes. So how do y'all fundraise?
Right. So it's mentioning Disney or any kind of trips. When a family goes on, or when a child wishes to go, we ask them to have two adults, because we need to have two adults, and any sibling living in the home under the age of 18. So we have very large families here. If they have two parents and five kids under the age of 18, we send all seven people. So you're right. It does get expensive. We have fundraisers throughout the year. We have a big gala in May. May the 3rd is our signature event. It's our 25th annual gala. We have a wine event at the island in September. Rhodes holds a walk for us in September. There's a fishing tournament in July. So throughout the year, we have fundraisers. This month, April, is World Wish Month. And this is a month where we're really spreading the news about Make-A-Wish, talking about how to refer a child who qualifies, and we're fundraising. Like this Saturday, we're having an event at Payne, and it's a Drive for Wishes event. Anybody who test drives a car at any of the Payne locations, Payne will donate $25 to Make-A-Wish. And $25 can go a long way on a shopping spree. I don't know, kids are so creative and inventive, and they could buy a lot of stuff with $25. So that can go a really, really long way. So there are events like that, and we have Dine to Donate throughout the month that really come back and help us.
Excellent. Wow, fishing tournament. Yeah, I know some buddies of mine that probably listen to the podcast. They're going to go, oh, I know where I'm going.
Oh, yeah, in July. So Ron Hoover, RV and Marine, is having their fifth annual fishing tournament, and all the proceeds go to Make-A-Wish Rio Grande Valley.
Wonderful. That's going to be at the island?
It's going to be at the island, and I will tell you the date right
at
now.
SPI, baby.
SPI, and it is July 11th and 12th.
Awesome.
It's always really fun. I don't remember. They always have a really fun band the second night. Last year was Randy Rogers. I cannot remember. I know.
Barn burner.
It's really fun. So everybody should come on out.
Awesome. If somebody wants to volunteer here at Make-A-Wish, what's the process? They contact you online?
They can contact us online. We should be hosting a volunteer training this month because it's World Wish Month. We're not hosting one this month because there's just too much going on. We're going to host a volunteer training in May. I don't know the date yet, but they can go online. They can fill out an information form. They can email us at rgv@rgv.wish.org and say they want to volunteer, and we can send them the application and get the process started.
All right. Can they contact you on Facebook, Instagram, all that kind of jazz?
All that stuff. Yeah, we're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. I don't think we're on TikTok because I don't know how to use it.
It's fun.
I know it's fun. Just above my brainwave. But they can email us or go to any of the social media stuff.
When it comes to the kids, the parents are usually the ones that reach out, but do the kids sometimes
they take
their own initiative and do so?
Actually, the best referrals can come from a physician, a social worker, a medical provider, somebody who knows the child's medical condition, because they can go online and go to wishdoc.org/refer-a-child, and you can go online, fill out all the referral information. There are some medical questions that need to be answered. And so if a family member or the child themselves or a nurse or anybody refers the child online and we need some clarifying information or some forms from the doctor, then we will reach out to the doctors and get all that. And that's all done at the national level. There are some illnesses that need a little bit more information. If a child has a cancer or a leukemia, typically they will qualify automatically. If they have a transplant, any transplant, typically they will qualify. But if they have, let's say they have a neurological disorder, we need a little bit more information on that to see if they do qualify. It does have to be a critical illness that is life-threatening.
Yeah. It can't be just your ordinary average boo-boo.
Cannot just be a boo-boo. And, you know, we're getting a lot of referrals right now for children with autism. I think it's Autism Awareness Month. Okay. We have a child who's autistic. But that's not a critical illness. That's not a life-threatening illness at all. There are some that, of course, there's some children who have autism that also have a cancer, of course, and that would qualify. But we do need to get a little bit more information. So once a child is referred, then if they have medically cleared and they are approved for a wish, then our office will contact them and the parents will fill out some forms. And then we will have them either come into the office if they're out of town, if they're in Houston or in Corpus or somewhere where they can't, if they're in the hospital, then we will do a Teams meeting or a Zoom meeting. And we'll interview the child and we'll ask them what their likes are, what's their favorite food, what's their favorite color, what's their favorite thing to do at home. And then we'll ask them if they've been thinking about a wish. And sometimes they come into our office and they're like, wearing a Mickey Mouse shirt and Mickey Mouse earrings, and we know what their wish is probably going to be. But then we can also ask, you know, if you could be anything, if you can go anywhere, if you can meet anybody, if you could have anything, what would you have? And so then they get to just explore and get to be a kid, and you get to see their imagination go wild, which is great. And so then if a wish is determined, then we will talk to the parents about the process of a wish. Then we'll have to send some forms to the doctor to see if it's medically appropriate. Sometimes children may not be able to travel because of their illness.
Yeah, by air. Yeah.
Exactly, by air. They may not be able to. Sometimes if they have oxygen, a lot of times if a child has 24-hour nursing care, traveling just isn't appropriate for them.
And that's just transport. Like once you get to the location,
absolutely.
Like if they need a medical bed or a physician on call.
Right. So that's typically travel won't be approved for that. But a shopping spree is amazing and fun and exciting. We have one of the biggest wishes that we grant is to South Padre Island, and it's right there for us. I mean, we take it for granted how beautiful and amazing it is, but we have people all over the country that want to come down to South Padre Island, and it's really great. So once it's medically approved, then we start planning the wish, and then the wish gets delivered. It's great. So it could take, typically it will take between 3 and 6 months, just depending on the paperwork and everything. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer to get paperwork from the physicians, or if the child's health care or health condition has changed, if they need to go back to the hospital for one reason or another. And then it may take a little bit longer. We do have some children who are referred to us who are terminal. Mm-hmm. And in that case, and they're considered rush, and we try to get those wishes granted within 1 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's quite a timeline.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, but I can only imagine the joy that comes from it.
It's really exciting. One of the best things is when you are you're meeting a child at the airport and they're about to leave and they have their Make-A-Wish shirts on and they have their backpacks and they may have never been on a plane before. They're more excited about going on the plane than they are going somewhere else. So, but they're just so excited and filled with joy, and you get to see their parents, and their parents just, it's just a beautiful, beautiful relief that they're having. It's just a great time.
And my head is still swimming from all the logistical stuff that y'all go through. Y'all have pretty good partnerships with like airlines and transport companies. They have their...
Yes, we're great. I mean, I got to tell you, the McAllen Airport, the Harlingen Airport, they're amazing. They're so helpful. And we're really fortunate that we have national partners with Allegiant and Southwest and American United. All the big airlines have been so, so helpful. Actually, the Allegiant airline... the office in Las Vegas is like the Allegiant office because that's their hub, I think. So yeah, they're one of our big partners.
Has there ever been a Make-A-Wish kid that wanted to be an airline pilot?
Not in our chapter.
I was wondering how you're going to pull that off.
Not in our chapter yet. Yeah.
Oh man.
But we've had fun ones. We've had like wanted to be a monster truck driver, and so they got to go to the monster truck rally, meeting Shakira back a while back. We had the firemen, just really, really cool wishes.
Cool. What's one of your favorite wishes? Like, if not to put you in the position of, but I mean, what would be your wish if you were, God forbid, in that position?
What would be my wish? Yeah. That's actually one of the questions that we always ask, and I think that's one of the questions we ask on our website with all of our board members and stuff. I think that just a trip with my family would be fun, going to the national parks, doing something fun with them.
That sounds awesome. Yeah. I can see that. I'd probably be like a Smithsonian Air and Space Museum. That'd be my thing.
It'd be fun. Yeah.
Oh, big time. Alrighty. Now, you mentioned before, we have an event coming up here this weekend at Payne Auto Group, Valley Wine, Brownsville to Rio Grande City. And you said it's a test drive.
It is. So all day long, if you test drive any vehicle, Payne will donate $25. But we're also doing more. So from 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock, we are going to be having Little Caesars Pizza at all the dealerships, which is going to be great. So come out for some pizza.
Hot and ready, baby.
Hot and ready. Yeah. And there's going to be some games, and there's going to be any Wish family that comes out is going to be entered into a raffle to win some Chromebooks, because we have a great alumni community, which is wonderful. Family or the Wish kids themselves. I'm trying to think what else we're going to have. We're going to have some coffee. We're going to have donuts, games. At noon at the Payne Auto Mall in Wessico, we are going to be granting a wish. We're going to have a wish reveal.
Nice.
So if you've never seen a wish be granted or have been to a wish reveal, that's always really fun to see the kiddo get really excited about knowing when their wish is going to happen. Sometimes they'll know that they wished for a Disney trip or they'll wish for this, but they don't know when, and so we get to do the big reveal, which is really fun.
Nice. That's going to be awesome.
That's going to be fun. So that's on Saturday the 5th, and we've got more events coming up. We've got Bubba's on Tuesday the 8th, so next Tuesday the 8th, they will be doing all day long a dine to donate. 20% of all proceeds will go to Make-A-Wish. And they will be selling some stars. But it's really neat because the Brownsville and the McAllen store are kind of...
That's right. It's Bubba's Shrimp, right? Bubba's Burgers and More.
Bubba's Burgers and More.
There we go. Yes. There we go. I'm thinking Bubba Gump Shrimp.
I know. I thought that too.
Thanks, Tom Hanks.
No. Okay. So they're competing against each other, the Brownsville and the McAllen store. So wherever you live, just help one of them win. And then the 16th, we've got Dairy Queens. Some of the Dairy Queens across the valley will be having a dine to donate also. There's 6 Dairy Queens, and that's from 4 to 7. So go get your Blizzard.
Yeah. And, that sounds good. Was it the Dude? This is the steak sandwich.
Is it the Hunger Buster there?
Hunger
too?
Buster.
The Hunger
Burger.
Bustard.
The Hunger Buster Burger, but my daughter's, it's like, I'm going to go get a Dude. I'm like, what? Oh, we're going to Dairy Queen. Okay.
Yeah. You're like, yeah. The Dairy Queen. What is their dessert? Oh, the Dilly Bar.
Yeah, Dilly Bars, Frozen Nanners, the Blizzard, of course. The German chocolate's my favorite.
Oh, that one's good. My kids love a dip cone, though.
Yeah, Dip Cone. And Donna, our marketing director, I know she loves the peanut butter Buster Parfait.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's a classic.
That's a classic. So, yeah, so go get on the 16th. Everybody go get
16th of April here.
Of April, yes, from 4 to 7. And then we're going to have three mornings with Make-A-Wish, which are just going to be like a come have some breakfast and coffee with us and come hang out and learn about Make-A-Wish. And first one is in Starr County on Tuesday the 22nd at 8 in the morning. The next one is on the 24th at Harlingen Chamber of Commerce from 9 to... said that wrong.
Welcome to my world as a voice talent.
From 9 to 10, and then in South Padre Island from 8 to 9. And the definite locations on all those are going to be on our websites. Just go to our website.
So Starr County here in Hidalgo and then down at the island.
Yes.
Nice. Cool. So, and of course, people that can show up, they'll learn about Make-A-Wish. They can even sign up probably to be a volunteer there.
Sign up to volunteer. You can get information about our gala, which is going to be on the 3rd. You can even still sign up to be a sponsor for our gala. So everybody can come on out.
Awesome. And do y'all have an annual banquet?
That's what the gala is. It's on May the 3rd. Right now, so we have two events, that one in Hidalgo County, one in Cameron County, that we really consider to be our key events. The annual gala, which is May the 3rd, that has about 600 people come out, which is wonderful. This year's theme is Rio Carnival, so bright colors, lots of feathers, lots of fun, lots of dancing, fun
like
music.
Down in Brazil, like that?
Yep.
Ah, that carnival.
That carnival, yes. It's going to be, it's real fun. And last year we raised enough funds to help us grant over 70 wishes, so hopefully we'll do the same thing this year. Yeah, it's great. And then our Cameron County event is Wine for Wishes by the Bay, and that was really fun last year. This year it's October the 4th, and it's just going to be a great event. We get the local restaurants to have a booth, and they highlight their food, and we get LNF is already going to be our key manpower for wine because they know what's happening.
Oh, it's like a wine mixer.
It's a wine mixer, and it's fun and beautiful with really good time. And then we have our annual Walk for Wishes in September also. So we have gala, we have wine events, we have fishing, we have walking. So lots of things that people can do.
And the Walk for Wishes, is that like at a track?
It is. No, it's at... Tres Lagos.
Oh, Tres Lagos. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's at Tres Lagos in the neighborhood, and then they have lots of booths and fun things afterwards too.
Awesome. Y'all are busy.
We're busy.
Good. And you have to be.
We have to be busy. If we're going to grant 90 wishes, we have to raise funds.
Yeah, 90 wishes in 1 year. Wow. Yeah.
I got to tell you, the summer, we grant the most wishes in the summer because that's when kids are off and if they're going to go travel. But even though we grant more wishes in the summer than any other time of the year, that is our lowest time for donations. So we always ask for help in the summer. We have some online peer-to-peer fundraising that we do. It's just too hot to have a run in July or June.
Yeah.
So we have to be creative with how we fundraise those days too.
Excellent. Man, y'all are busy, man.
We're busy for five people. We're busy.
Yeah. For a crew of five, y'all are, you got your work cut out for you.
Yeah. But we have an awesome, awesome, awesome team.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Do y'all ever coordinate with other Make-A-Wish or branches?
Yes, we are so lucky. So we have 57 chapters. We're considered a Category 4, which just means we're a smaller chapter. Rio Grande Valley is a little bitty. And then in Texas, we have four different chapters. We have Rio Grande Valley, South Texas, or Central South Texas, North Texas, and Gulf Coast in Louisiana. So the four of us always talk, get together, work out each other's questions. But then we have an annual conference every 5 years, and this year we'll be meeting in Orlando, and it's an international conference, so we get our affiliates from India, from everywhere that come in and meet with us, and we all learn from each other and get inspired by each other's wishes. And then there's an annual CEO summit, so we always get together. We're really lucky because we have such a great office. Make-A-Wish America supports us with branding, with our legal matters, there's no way we could do everything that they do, or we couldn't do everything that we do without them. So we're really, really fortunate.
Yeah, y'all, what a network. And Orlando is going to be quite a networking, because I can only imagine what happens on the international scale.
Oh, it's amazing. And it's amazing to see how one child's wish in 1980 to become a police officer has inspired such a worldwide phenomenon of bringing just happiness and joy and excitement and really just life-changing experiences for these children going through some of the hardest times.
Awesome. Is there, and I can imagine even with the kids, there's a support network for the parents as well.
Yeah. Oh, there is. It's, you know, it's really unique because we down in the Valley, we have such great facilities down here. And I know that, of course, we're in this giant state and there are a lot of different resources. But one of our greatest partners is Vannie Cook Cancer Center. And a lot of our children get referred from there because, I mean, if you've got cancer, you can be referred to Make-A-Wish. But it's really interesting because the families there, of course, they lean on each other and they ask for support. And we even had a family who went to the Child's was Walt Disney World, and they took another mom with them that they had met there at while they were getting chemotherapy. So you just create this friendship and this network. And when people go to Walt Disney World in Florida, they stay at a place called Give Kids the World, and every family has their own little villa.
All right.
Where they have a kitchen and they have bedrooms and stuff. So, and it's only for wish-granting organizations. So all the children who stay there are critically ill and their families. So they get to meet other families there from across the country, across the world. But then a lot of times we have three or four families from McAllen or Mission or Rio Grande City that are all traveling together, and they get a network and see each other there and create this bond and this friendship.
Excellent. And you mentioned Vannie Cook Cancer Clinic. Also a shout out to Carlos Torres, one of their regional, I'll use the word honchos. Every year they have a Thanksgiving dinner, and they all get together with both survivors and those that didn't survive their illness. But shout out to them. Mm-hmm. So I can imagine with that kind of cohesion that they have, I can imagine what y'all have compared to that on an international scale.
It's great. It really is neat.
And for the parents that kids' wish is granted and their child loses their cancer battle or their illness battle, is there an organization or there's a get together for them, like the support groups for them?
Not that we do with Make-A-Wish on our own, but the Valley has some really good resources and really good grief centers and really good support centers through the different hospitals.
I got you. Yeah. And you can refer them to them.
Yes. Yeah.
So you got a great relationship with them as well.
We do. We're really lucky. You know, we are the Valley is unique just like everywhere else, you know, everybody's unique, but we really do rely on each other and we lean on each other when we need the help. And we've got some really, really good resources here.
Yeah. I've noticed the Valley is quite not a microcosm, but it's its own culture in itself. And some folks from around the state, they come down here for the first time. They go, wow, this is really different.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yes.
So they see
that. Yeah.
Awesome. So when it comes to the kids themselves, what is the average age group besides their medical qualifications?
So we grant wishes to children who are over the age of 2.5, so 2.5 just to under 18. So they have a critical illness and they can't have a wish granted either before from us or any other wish granting organization. It's
okay.
One wish. Yeah, you know, when people talk about Make-A-Wish, I think sometimes they see Make-A-Wish on the TV and they say, oh my gosh, Michael Jordan, Make-A-Wish, and it's not here. It's this big thing. But we're really lucky that we have one of the chapters here just to focus on Rio Grande Valley kids. All the funds raised stay here for our local kids. All the wishes granted are our local kids.
So it doesn't go into a national pot. It's all for this region.
Right, right. Right. And I think that's really important that people know, because, you know, you want to... usually when people donate, they want it to stay local and they want it to be here for our local kids. And knowing that, yes, if I contribute $25 or if I contribute $25,000, it's going to stay here for the kids locally. And then we get to know that the lives that we are improving are our lives that live here in the Valley and the families that are here in the Valley.
Now, you said one of the kids wanted to be a monster truck driver.
Yes.
And you all pulled that off.
Yes. He went to... actually, I think he went to Las Vegas to the Monster Jam in Las Vegas.
Yeah. A
it's a big one. So he got to go there and got to.
Did he get to drive?
I don't know if he got to drive. I know he got to get in. I think he got into Gravedigger.
Oh, yeah. That's a crowd favorite.
No, I know. Well, my son's a big monster truck dude. So I know all the their names.
I'm old school, like, you know, Bigfoot, USA One, Gravedigger. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we went and. I don't know. I learned about Megalodon. I learned about all this stuff. I know all the names.
Oh, man.
I know. But yeah, so it was really cool for our kid. We also had a kid, not one of our local Wish kids, But we had a wish kiddo, and I don't know where, remember where he was from, but his wish was to design a monster truck. So he got to actually design the monster. So cool.
Yeah. That is cool.
Really, really cool. And we've had kids who wished to design a, there were these dolls called Brat dolls.
Oh, yeah.
So she got to design a Brat doll. Another wish kid designed a guitar.
Really?
Wish kid in, I think, New Mexico created a wall mural. It was so pretty. Yeah.
Wow. What talent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad y'all are there to bring this stuff to fruition.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. We're really, what a fun experience and what a fun opportunity to be a part of these kids' lives when everything seems to be going wrong and we get to just create some sort of joy.
Just if not for a moment, something going very, very right.
Yes.
What about musicians? Like when they meet a musician?
So it could be, last year we had a little girl meet Carol G. That was my face too.
And okay, Carol,
I was, but they went and they got to go backstage, spend some time with them.
A live performance. Oh, yeah.
Go backstage, meet with them, have autograph.
Autograph session.
Yes. Yeah. So sometimes they're able to just go to the actual concert themselves. Sometimes they're able to go backstage and do a meet and greet. It depends on the performer. I know that Lil Wayne had somebody who wished to go up, wished to him, that was his wish to go meet Lil Wayne. And they brought he brought him up on stage, which was really, really cool too.
Man, yeah.
So,
something else.
So I don't know. Besides Carol G, I'm trying to. Again, in the last 3 years, we've just had a couple who have met singers and stuff. But you know, like actors, like John Cena is one of the big requests.
Yeah.
And I know, yeah. And he will spend just so much time with each kid. He's not just a come on and meet.
You got a couple
me.
Of minutes. It's yeah. like, let's hang out. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is that when a child wants to meet a celebrity, they could literally choose anywhere to go, anything to be, anyone to meet, anything to have. And they choose to spend time with this person. And it's really amazing and wonderful. We have a wish kiddo who met Messi and another one that's going to go meet Messi, the soccer player. And the team in Miami did great. He got to meet all the players. He got to hug Messi. He got a jersey. Just got to spend time with them. And it's really great for these celebrities to take this sidestep and think this kid could do anything and they want to meet with me. So it's great.
That's most excellent. That's most excellent. Now, when it comes down to this edition of Pain Auto Talk, we talked about music. Now, what kind of music did you grow up listening to?
So, my dad is a big Deadhead, so we grew up listening to a lot of Grateful Dead.
Oh, my. The most recorded band in the world.
Lots of Grateful Dead, lots of Billy Joel. Lots of Billy Joel, lots of Beach Boys. My grandparents had the coolest jukebox growing up, tons of Elvis on it.
Oh, in the house?
In the house, yeah.
That's awesome.
And they had a great jukebox right by the pool table, and we would play Patsy Cline and Elvis and Willie Nelson and Julio Iglesias. Those most eclectic jukebox ever.
No joke, from Deadheads.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, I was about to say, not many wish kids going, I want to meet the Stones.
Not many. Yeah, not like, this time.
It's like, who are these old guys? That's Keith.
I know.
Cool. Well, if I was to, for the musical portion, I always do a musical tribute in honor of our guests and everything. What artist and song would you want to hear?
It would probably be the Grateful Dead, and it would probably be Sugar Magnolia.
Ah, Sugar Man. I've heard that song a time or two.
Either that or A Touch of Gray. The Touch of Gray is my favorite. Yeah, Sugar Magnolia's dad.
I know. I was an MTV generation. I remember watching that video going, what is going on with these dudes?
Yes. Yeah. I remember the behind the scenes, like, this is the coolest video ever. So, yeah.
Yeah. That one and I think three of the most popular videos on MTV was Touch of Gray by the Grateful Dead, Phil Collins' Land of Confusion, and then Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer.
With the chickens dancing?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would think it was the Dire Straits one also. But
oh, yeah, Money for Nothing.
Yeah.
But Mark Knopfler. Yay, Mark Knopfler. Still out there doing it. Thank God.
I know. We could nerd out on MTV.
Oh, yeah.
I can go on for days.
Yeah, kids. MTV, they used to show these things called music videos.
And it was 24-hour videos. It
That's
was
right.
great.
And I was just informed the other day that Kurt Loder, MTV News, turned 80.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And, oh, and speaking of our generation, shout out and rest in peace to the Iceman himself, yeah. Val Kilmer.
Yeah, what a sad thing this morning. He was Iceman. He was in Tombstone. Yep. He was in Weird Science?
No, he wasn't in Weird. No, Top Secret.
Top Secret. That was it.
That was his break.
That's right.
Yeah. And he did a good job in The Saint. I like The Saint.
Really?
And of course, Heat.
Heat.
Yeah,
Heat. That's a good one.
Yeah, his during the actual bank heist, during his dual engagement front and rear, the way he reloaded his weapon is now a training film for United States Marines.
Oh, yeah. Is it really?
Yeah, the way he did his reload.
Yeah. Oh,
because I'm nerd in that aspect. Oh, but yeah,
love
yeah.
Him.
So shout out to Val and all that, but also shout out to if you're part of the Make-A-Wish web, and if you hear this or you know somebody, if you're a Make-A-Wish parent, if you're a Make-A-Wish kid, thank you for your support in this wonderful organization and being a part of it. And if you're not a part of it, you can be. And be a volunteer. And what's the website again with Make-A-Wish?
It's wish.org/RGV.
Okay, wish.org/RGV. And, of course, Facebook, Instagram, soon to be TikTok, hopefully. Come on.
Hey,
I got into TikTok like 7 months ago. So my kids are going, oh, my God, you're on TikTok.
I need the cliff notes on how to do that. That's hard.
I know. It's strange. But it's you know... what was it that Bob Dylan once said? The times are a changing.
Yeah,
and then the harmonica
there.
That got run over by a dump truck. Yeah. So we'll get that song out right now. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we don't own the rights to this song, but the late, great Jerry Garcia and the rest of the Grateful Dead sure do. And away we go.
Getting early, clocks are running late. Paint by number morning sky looks so phony. Dawn is breaking everywhere. Light a candle, curse the glare. Draw the curtains, I don't care, 'cause it's alright. I will get by. Get by. I will get by. I will survive. I see you got your fist out. Say your piece and get out. Yes, I get the gist of it, but it's alright. Sorry that you feel that way. The only thing there is to say, every silver lining's got a touch of gray. I will get by. I will get by. Say, listen to me. The Abels and the Bakers and the Seas. The ABCs we all must face. Try to keep a little grace. East. species we all think of, and try to wean a little love. I know the rent isn't every heir's. The dog hasn't been fed in years. It's even worse than it appears, but it's alright. The cow is giving kerosene. Kids can't read at 17. The whirly nose are all obscene, but it's alright. I will get by. I will get by. I will get by. I will survive. The shoe is on the hand, it fits. There's really nothing much to it. Whistle through your teeth and spit, 'cause it's alright. Oh, well, a touch of gray kinda suits you anyway. That was all I had to say, and it's alright. I will get by.
Well, that closes out another edition of Pain Auto Talk. I'm here with the lovely Rebecca Gerhart here with Make-A-Wish RGV, the Rio Grande Valley chapter of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And of course, it's Make-A-Wish/RGV, I believe, is the website. Also, once again, what were those event dates and times and locales?
We have the Pain Kickoff event on Saturday, April the 5th. The Bubba's Dying to Donate on Tuesday the 8th.
That's McAllen and Brownsville.
McAllen and Brownsville. Dairy Queen Dine to Donate on the 16th of April. And those restaurants are listed on our website.
That's 4 to 7.
4 to 7.
Oh, yeah.
And then we've got the Mornings with Make-A-Wish on the 22nd, the 24th, and the 29th.
Awesome. So now you know where to go. You can help out. You can volunteer and be part of this wonderful process, putting a silver lining with a golden... What did I say before?
A golden star.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what you said, but that's what I'm saying.
A silver lining with a golden purpose. There we go. Golden purpose. Something like that. But thank you once again. In closing, Ms. Gerhart, what do you got?
I just want to thank the entire community. We are so lucky that we are able to grant these wishes. We were close to granting our 1700th wish. I just want anybody who knows of a child who has a critical illness to please consider referring them. We are here for the community. We're here to bring joy. We're here to bring enthusiasm. We're here to bring memories for families just to last a lifetime.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. God bless you, Wish kids that are out there, the Wish parents, and also everybody with Make-A-Wish from the top to the bottom. 45 years going strong, and ever since 97. 1,700 wishes granted in the Rio Grande Valley chapter, thanks to y'all. So, once again, thank you for joining us here on Pain Auto Talk. I am Chris Marshall of the Pain Street Team, brought to you by Pain Auto Group Valleywide and painautogroup.com, where we have what you want. Lo que tu quieras, regardless, and we are gone.